Hi, this is Rabbi Moskowitz. Hope you had a good Pesach. We're up to Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Zion. And the English reads, "And there are those who portray themselves as wealthy, and they don't have anything. And there are those who portray themselves as poor and have great wealth." What are the questions on the pasuk?
Sorry, which pasuk is it?
Hello, what?
Which pasuk is it?
Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Zion. Shall I read it again?
If you don't mind.
There are those who portray themselves as wealthy and they don't have anything. And there are those who portray themselves as poor and have great wealth. What are the questions?
Yes, Rabbi. To whom are they portraying themselves this way and why? On both halves.
The pasuk says that those that portray themselves as wealthy means that they're not wealthy. And there are people that are wealthy that portray themselves as poor.
What do you mean by wealthy?
I don't know what you mean. He has money.
Is that you have money? Because the ones who portray themselves are wealthy or poor, is that because they're poor in money or they're poor in other things?
No, poor in money. Talk about money.
And we mean they portray themselves this way generally? That's just their general way they represent themselves?
You mean generally? I don't know. I mean, the pasuk doesn't say. All it is that they portray themselves that way. Are there any other questions? I have one question. And that is that the pasuk doesn't say the consequence or the benefit. Doesn't say whether there's a good consequence, a bad consequence, any benefits. Doesn't say. It just says the fact. This guy does this and this guy does that. So I don't know why it's hard to make anything of it. Doesn't explain itself. It doesn't explain, like you said, that he doesn't explain why he does it. Why does he do it? I don't know. Doesn't say any of these things. All right, we're going to read, it's the third Meiri. The Meiri has a few explanations. And the third Meiri says like this. First he explains the pasuk, just plain Pshan the pasuk clarifies. Vahakavana. The Meiri says, Vahakavana and the intention Midos. He says both of them are bad traits. Okay, so there are others that learn one is good, one is bad. They learn differently. The third Meiri, the Meiri has three explanations. The third one, he says they're both bad. And it's Raya Limona Mayhem, and it's fitting to stop yourself from these two traits. Now he explains. Ki amasasher, because he that makes himself look wealthy, yigrom la'atzma hotzoas bilti tzrichos. This causes him to spend money that he doesn't have, or that he does. That, or the money he doesn't have to spend, because when you're wealthy, you show yourself that you're wealthy to show yourself. You have to do things to show yourself that you're wealthy. So So that brings our money. And because of that, Yisdaldel, he'll diminish mayhem. He'll diminish mayhem, his money will constantly diminish. Atshelo yuchal od lesalein. Until he can't hide it anymore. He won't be able to. So the consequence is that he hides it, that he won't be able to hide it anymore. He wants to show that he's wealthy, and he doesn't give the reason why he's wealthy, why he wants to do this. I guess he wants to show off. So it comes out that the consequence is that it's going to come out. And then he says the second half, it's Roshesh, and he who shows himself as poor when he's wealthy, Yigrom La'atzmo, he causes to himself Kilus. Kilus is stinginess, Upachisus, and like low. It's the same thing as Kilus, the same thing as stingy, Puchisos. And therefore, Menias HaTzedokos VaNedavos, he stops giving Tzedokah and Nedavos. So he stops giving this is a means, he's saying that it's a means of hiding his, of giving Tzedokah. That's what it is. And that causes upon himself to become more stingy, and to live a life of stinginess, and to not to give tzedakah and the devos. That is what the Meiri says. Now, the two halves are the same superficially. They're opposites. One portrays themselves one way, one portrays themselves the opposite. But however, the consequences are totally different. One is he'll lose all his money until he'll show up his cover-up. And the other one covers up, so you shouldn't have to give tzedakah. Okay?
There are two totally separate consequences?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
There are two totally unconnected consequences, it seems like.
Right.
It seems like we're not on the same topic.
The same topic is the first half is the opposite of the second half. One portrays the other. I don't think there's anything wrong in it. I'm just making an observation.
Right, but in terms of consequences, it's not like the consequences reflect each other. The consequences are pretty separate.
That's correct. So are there any questions?
Yeah. Just to get the facts clear, we're saying the first guy who pretends he's rich, when his money runs out, his secret will be revealed. But if he's just pretending he's rich, why does he need money for that? Why does he need money for that? If it's just a show, anyways.
Spend money.
Well, how do you show that you're rich? You make a party.
You're saying he.
You know what I mean?
All right, I see.
What is the consequence for the rich person who acts poor? What did you say?
He has a quality of stinginess. Okay.
Okay.
And it grows. The stinginess grows when you do something. It becomes stronger and it grows. And therefore, and he says the purpose is to protect himself from giving tzedakah.
So, how is this going to harm him in the long run? Because he's going to be caught when people see that he's rich.
No, it doesn't say that. The Meiri doesn't say that. The Meiri seems to be that the punishment is stinginess. He doesn't go into the what the consequence of stinginess is. for instance, a stingy person is always not liked by others. Well, there might be there are a lot of qualities.
We actually look for real consequences. Meaning, if you tell me not to be stingy, that's a nice moral message, but that doesn't seem like a consequence of Michelet.
Well, there is a consequence of being stingy.
Well, do we?
I mean, he doesn't talk about it. I mean, well, I could give you one example.
Okay.
Nobody likes a stingy person. Even the stingy person doesn't like a stingy person.
So are we saying people are going to, others are going to know he's stingy or he's going to be caught, or just naturally the stingy personality won't be liked?
That's a good question. I don't know which way. Could
okay.
be.
Okay.
The Pasuk doesn't say, and neither does the Meiri. All he says is the consequence is, he says, Yigrom la'atzmo kilo supachisos, that's the, he causes to himself stinginess, umanias atzadokav anadavos, which seems to be, that's the purpose why he covers up, because he's too stingy to give tzedakah.
And is this Pasuk talking to one person? Meaning, there seems to be two different types of people, one who wants to cover up their wealth and one who wants to promote their wealth. Like, who's this Pasuk talking to that is considering both of these things, seemingly?
Yeah, right. That's one question, but I think the question that you have to answer is the original question. Why doesn't the Pasuk say the consequences? Why did it leave it for the Mefarshim according to the Meiri?
Right, the Pasuk is very funny because it just tells you two different types of actions, but you have no idea from the Pasuk what happens with these actions at all.
Right, so he doesn't tell the consequence. That question we still answer, even though we explain the Pasuk and we explain the consequences, we still didn't answer that question. Why didn't the Pasuk say the consequence? And you see the Mefarshim are all over the place what the consequences are. We still have to answer that question according to, well, we're going according to this third pshat of the Meiri. And also we didn't answer, we didn't explain what is the subject. Okay, let's take the subject first. What is the subject? Anybody? You want to think about it a minute, or should we move on? What do you say?
I'll take a minute.
Okay. Okay. The subject is portrayals. In other words, covering up in general. Okay? Now, when you cover up, you have to, you are covering up reality. In other words, I'm one thing, and I'm acting a different, well, let's say, for instance, I'm poor, and I want to act rich. So I have to cover up reality, okay? Now, whenever you cover up reality, there are parts that you can't cover up. It's going to show up. And there's going to be a conflict between reality and your portrayal, your cover-up. And because of that, in that area that they come in conflict, there's going to be consequences. There has to be mistakes or consequences. So the Pasuk is talking about portrayals. Portrayal means that you have a different lifestyle, and that in all portrayals, you have to make sure you take every area to cover up reality. You know what I mean? When a person, in other words, if I try to hide something in reality, so there's a conflict between my what I'm covering up or my portrayal to reality. That's going to show up in some type of consequence. What do you say?
Right, I hear that this pasuk is talking about, you know, false portrayal of the self, but you would think that there would be like one unified consequence of portrayal, meaning you're not going to be able to cover all your tracks, and something's going to show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The one thing that is a consequence is that in general, you're trying to hide reality.
Right, you're trying to hide reality, but I would think that the consequence of that would be like the first case, where at a certain point you're not going to be able to keep this cover up going for long, and you're going to get caught. But the second case doesn't match with that problem. The second case seems to be more of like a midos issue or like your stinginess issue. But that's not like a problem.
Right, but there will be but because of that, there will be consequences.
Right. It's just a different sort of consequence than the first
case.
It's
a different sort of consequence, but it comes from the same source of the cover-up.
I guess what I don't like about it is that the first case, the consequence is essentially a direct result of the cover-up. It's because you cover something up and you got caught. The second case happened to be expressed through a cover-up, but it's not essentially a problem of a cover-up. It's essentially a problem of your stinginess. And it happened to express itself in a cover-up, but the cover-up wasn't the problem per se. Well, in the first case, the cover-up was the thing that led to the consequence directly. It was you got caught. You got caught covering something up. The second case, it's not like essentially a problem covering up. It's more of a problem in this particular area of stinginess and avoiding tzedakah. And it happened to be a cover-up, but like that wasn't the essence of the issue.
Well, the essence is that he is covering up his stinginess, and the stinginess will grow. And there are consequences in that stinginess. Instead of dealing with the stinginess, he's covering it up. The cover-up will cause it to get worse.
Could we say that
the cover-up reinforces this emotion in him?
Right.
Could we say that both of them end in a distortion of justice, or I suppose even just plain injustice, because the person who indebts himself so that he appears magnanimous ends up with those debts that he cannot pay and defrauding people. And
well,
the other side,
it doesn't say that. It doesn't say that in the Meiri. It just says the consequences that he'll get caught.
Isn't that how he's going to get caught? I mean, is that he's going to not be able to pay at some point?
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. But he doesn't talk about injustice. And there's no, and that's not the purpose of the pasuk, to say that it's going to lead to injustice. According to the Meiri, the whole pasuk is only dealing with portrayal. And once you portray, once you cover up reality, there will be consequences, no matter what the reality is. That's all. That's why they can't say consequences, what the consequences are, because the consequences could be so varied based on what you're covering up.
It seems to me like it's two separate ideas. You have like one idea, which is that the first one is that Your cover-up, like when you try to cover up reality, it doesn't actually work. And the second one, it doesn't seem like it's telling me that covering up reality doesn't work. It's like you can get away with it, but then you'll end up reinforcing some bad mita. But that seems like a separate idea.
But the enforcement comes through the portrayal.
What do you mean?
Because once I portray myself as poor, it's so I, according to the Meiri, is that I don't have to give tzedakah. So that enforces the portrayal, enforces the stinginess.
Yeah, but it doesn't really seem like an idea in about the consequences of covering up reality. That seems like it's the consequences of being stingy, and the fact that you're covering up is just how you're doing it. But that doesn't seem like it.
In other words, there are people that might be stingy, but they force themselves to give tzedakah. Sometimes you can't, you have a bad midah, but you still do the correct action. Okay, so the pasuk is saying that if you cover up so that you should do a bad action, there are consequences.
Well, I guess it seems like it's two radically different consequences of covering up, though. One is that covering up itself isn't sustainable. You're going to get caught. And the other is that covering up reinforces whatever thing is driving you to cover something up. It reinforces whatever media that is. That seems like two very different ideas in covering up. It's not one idea. It's not one unified
idea.
That's
correct. That's correct. It's two different ideas in covering up. So it's saying you can never tell what the consequence will be when you cover up. Let's say I'm rich and I cover up because I don't want to give parties. You know what I mean? It's a different type of portrayal. It's a different type of cover-up. Then I'd have to look for the consequences in that type of cover-up.
Right. Right, meaning cover-up, you're subject to two potential dangers. You're subject to getting caught, and you're subject to reinforcing whatever trait is leading you to cover it up in the first place.
Well, there might be others. I'm not saying those are the only two. Let's say I cover up because I don't want party. I don't want to make a party.
Yeah.
I cover up because I don't want people to borrow money from me.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with tzedakah. It's a different thing.
I understand, but I'm still saying you're still subject to all these two dangers.
You're suffering from what? I don't know what danger. I have to investigate.
Well, you could get caught. You could be reinforcing the mitzvah that caught you to do this.
It could be I could get caught. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's another consequence. I really didn't think about it.
It could be. I'm saying from the Meiri we can learn these two different consequences.
Well, but the Meiri doesn't say this is the only two.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I'm saying that according to the Meiri, the pasuk is just saying portrayals lead to consequences, and each one has to be investigated.
Right.
Well, wouldn't it be there's two types of consequences, that which is like essential to covering up, which is that it might be found out. And that which is accidental to covering up, which is that you're going to be reinforcing whatever issue is making you deny reality, it, instead of being addressed, it's going to grow stronger.
So what are you asking? I don't understand the question.
I'm saying, would you say that it's just that there's two different
Yeah, in every cover up, there's going to be a different type of a thing. Let's say I want to portray myself as being nice when I'm really not nice. I mean, there are many portrayals. People cover up.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not just these two cases of portrayal. People portray themselves every day as different.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you portray yourself as nice when you're really not nice, you'll be, you'll both be, having the issue of where that you could be found out, and also that you're reinforcing without.
If that's the only. You have to think about it. There might be other consequences. I don't know. You got to think about it. There could be other consequences. It could be that that you'll be found out. Or it could be that it'll cause, I don't know. All I'm saying is that people, this portrayal thing is not a small thing. I mean, a lot of people cover up who they are. People cheat on a test, and they show that they're smart, that they know all the answers. You expect certain things of them that you don't expect of somebody that doesn't. So maybe he'll get caught. But I don't know, but there could be other type of things.
Alrighty.
It's not a one-time deal, you know what I mean? You got to got to see each one what the consequences could be when you cover up.
But that's the general idea of the pasuk, that if you're looking to cover up, you should look into the consequences, because it's not going to work out.
Correct, because you're covering up reality, there are going to be consequences. That's the general idea. That's why they did not give any particular consequence.
So what about Yaakov Avinu? He did a little cover-up.
All right. I had a question. I like to ask the question in a different way. There are 8 different steps of tzedakos. One of them is that you cover up that you're giving. You understand?
Right. So, sometimes cover-ups seem to be good.
Okay. Right. So there are cover-ups that are beneficial, right? Now, let's say, for instance, you get caught. What is the consequence? People will praise you. So, in other words, you're trying to avoid praise, or you're trying to avoid hurting the ani. So, if you get caught, you'll be honored.
Well, if that's the case, why do we assume that the one who portrays himself as poor when he's wealthy, why don't we think that he might just be humble? He doesn't like to put on airs.
If that is the reason, the Meiri is giving this example. Like I said, there could be many, many other examples of cover-ups. So if a guy is covering up because of, he doesn't want the kavod, that's a different ballpark.
Okay, so how does Mary pull that from the verse so we can see the connection, how Mary gets that from?
I'm only adding this extra point of that there are times that you should do a portrayal and you have to see the benefit in it and why you should do it and what is the benefit. For instance, if you finish Shas, you could say, no, I never finish Shas. So you have a right to lie. It's a cover-up. But there the benefit is humility. So therefore, because of humility, I mean, what we're saying here is that humility is more important than lying or covering up. I mean, so you have to evaluate every situation that you get into of portrayals. If there's a benefit in it, then absolutely, then we hold you should portray.
Right, it's like Aaron Cohen used to trick, you know, 2 guys to make peace with each other.
That's correct. Every time you portray yourself as different, you have to stop and look at all the possibilities and all the consequences of what could happen. Then make your decision. Are there any questions?
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think we worked it through.
Yeah, I hope so.
I think we got it from every single angle. The big thing is, when you first start out, you think, yeah, there's only 2 cases. What's the big deal? When you start talking about it and start showing, you see it happens in everyday life constantly. And sometimes you have to do it.
Right.
Okay, is that clear? Is all aspects clear? Are there any questions left? If not, then we'll see you next week. Same time, same station.
Thank you, all right, Rabbi.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good
Shabbos. Take care. Have a good week.
Thank you.